So how do we use this example in the context of education? Why is change so hard in educational institutions? Take a few minutes to answer this question. Why does this story about five monkeys help explain why change is so difficult in education? From that simple example, we can see that people might be afraid to lose their sense of order or be worried about the consequences of going beyond the normal limits. We might also conclude that new monkeys, or new members of the group, are quickly taught the way we do things around here by social pressures, not by how well the way we do things actually works. It may also be that tradition prevents the most obvious solutions. Why doesn't someone just knock the ladder over? Well, probably because no one ever has. Ultimately, organizations may even develop rules and policies that prevent anyone from diverging from established practices, even if a change might solve a big problem. It's against the rules to knock over the ladder, so just stay away from it. Can you think of a rule or a policy in your own organization that doesn't seem to do anything except block possible solutions to a real problem?